4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
When you read these headlines, you do a double take. You know, even after several hours hearing about this catastrophe in our CBD, I mean, the headline reads here, Cairns City Hotel evacuated after helicopter crashes into roof. A helicopter's crashed into the roof of a waterfront hotel in Cairns, sparking fears for the pilot amid a major fire and the evacuation of up to 400 people. And it says the emergency services were called to the Doubletree Hotel by Hilton, corner Esplanade, Abbott, Florence Streets, at 10 to 2 this morning. Now, this is an early report, thanks to the Cairns Post webpage here. So, look, I'm going to talk to somebody who was actually just adjacent to this. I would imagine it's been a hell of a noise for a start. So I was we've had a discussion a few minutes ago, actually, with Nathan Shingles, who said, he's the president of the RSL there, said, well, there's a gentleman called Neil Turnbull, and he actually lives just adjacent to that particular address. He may be able to help you. So we just put a call through to Neil. He is just near the Doubletree Hilton, actually. That's where his abode is, and he may indeed have picked up. I can't imagine he would not have been able to pick up on what happened, given what we're hearing about the huge explosion that happened at the top of that hotel. Neil Turnbull, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Neil, to ask you about this is, I suppose, a big ask, because I guess you're still shaken by what happened at 10 to 2 this morning. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I was actually awake. I was lying awake from about 1:15. I just couldn't sleep, and I was just lying awake. And I suppose just before about 10 to 2, I heard what sounded like a small aircraft or a chopper in the distance. And I did. I've lived here for 14 years now, and I thought that's really odd at this time of night. The noise then came closer, and then it appeared to fade, but then it came back. Now we hear the rescue chopper all the time, and I'm actually ex-Air Force, so I've got a bit of an ear for to hear what things sound like. And I thought, well, this doesn't sound like the rescue chopper. I thought this is just sounds a bit strange, right? And then all of a sudden the noise then became really loud, right? You could hear the chopper rotors and that sort of thing, and I thought this thing is flying very close to these buildings. And it came, and then it came very fast. And it appeared to pass very low over our building before we could hear the loud impact as it struck the Doubletree next door.
Oh, God.
My wife got up straight away. She was kind of really upset. And I said to him, my exact words were, something really bad has happened. I think a chopper has crashed.
How loud was it before the crash?
It was very loud. We weren't up looking, but I would say that chopper did not miss our building by very much at all.
Wow.
And where it has struck on the Doubletree is our building's only probably not only a few metres shorter than the Doubletree and that sort of thing. So it's come straight over. It had to have come straight over the building for where it impacted on the Doubletree.
Well, could have been the other building. Can I just ask you, the impact itself, how loud was that?
Oh, it was quite loud, right? It was, and then everything stopped. You see, it was because the chopper noise as it went over was very loud,
yeah.
And then there was the sudden impact, and then the sound just stopped. I mean, we threw on some clothes and quickly went out. We opened our door, and you could see straight out of our back door, you could see the flames on the Doubletree, and I looked down, and I could see one of the rotor blades in the Doubletree pool. And on the Esplanade, I looked over to the side because I didn't know, first of all, what had happened or where it had gone. And you could see a rotor blade on the Esplanade as well.
Well, 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 you could never imagine. It's lying in bed at 10 to 2 in the morning, and this takes place virtually all around you. For example, the deafening noise of the helicopter going overhead, just a few metres, obviously, and then the impact as well. And then you've seen the flames, which obviously broke out instantaneously, did they?
I believe so, yes, because there's a large gap in the top of the Doubletree where obviously there's been an impact point, in my opinion, And behind that gap, that's where the flames were coming up from. So I'd say that that's where the majority of the chopper has ended up.
As an ex-Air Force person, what sort of scenarios cross your mind about what might have happened? For a start, you said you don't expect anybody to, well, like, for example, even an aeroplane, let alone helicopter at that hour of the night. So what scenarios have crossed your mind?
Well, I wouldn't like to make any calls on that and that sort of thing, but it's just say I thought it was odd. It was odd. So for a helicopter to be flying that close to the buildings on the Esplanade at all is it's not something you would really expect.
Exactly. With, for example, recently stolen vehicles, etc., I know that helicopters are up at all hours, I suppose, pursuing dangerous driving by thieves. Do you hear helicopters at night often around that area, around the CBD?
No, usually the only time you hear helicopters really around the CBD is the rescue chopper coming into the hospital.
Okay.
And that's a big four-rotor, two-engine helicopter. It's got a distinctive sound.
Mm.
So, and that's why, with this one here, that's why I thought it was odd, because I thought this is a lighter aircraft.
But the big helicopter, obviously, it comes day and night, does it, obviously, taking people in for emergency treatment. So I suppose hearing a helicopter is not completely out of order, but obviously the sound of this engine was clearly one of a lesser power, obviously, the engine driving this particular helicopter. It's a smaller helicopter than normally you'd hear.
That's right. And we do hear the other helicopters going and landing down near the marina. They fly all day. Obviously, there's been none flying today. I'm assuming everything's grounded, right? But it is a distinctively different sound. And when I did see the damage done to the double tree, my thoughts were straight away, it's not a large helicopter that has done this.
Oh, I see. There you go. We're getting a bit of a picture now. Interesting point you just made too. The helicopters at the lagoon, at the marina, don't come and go at night. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Not that I'm aware of. They're usually... Tourists are flying out in those choppers most of the time. It's usually from, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning through to, you know, 5 or 6 at night maybe, and that sort of thing. So definitely not at 1:30 in the morning.
Neil, tell me this. How on earth do the firefighters get access to the fire on top of the double tree?
Oh, look, I'm not sure. We had some of the emergency services people actually come to our building and they wanted to get on the top of our building, so we gave them access to the top of our building and we went around and checked too to make sure that we had no impact problems on the top of our building, that nothing had clipped it on the way. So we had a good look around our building and found out everything was fine here. But we let the fire people, they were there fairly quickly,
yes,
and that sort of thing. But they had a big extendable boom, and obviously I think they dragged a lot of fire hoses up there, because we could see the guys up the top,
yes.
And they were, what they were doing was they were actually spraying water down from the top in order to get, because some debris had landed on the roof downstairs next to the pool,
yeah,
right? And that was still on fire, and so they used the fire hoses from the roof to actually extinguish that.
So the boom on the fire brigade, how far up the building can that go?
Oh, look, I had some pictures there of the boom and that sort of thing. It's up 7 stories in the air, that thing.
Hell.
So, but mainly I think what they... I can't be sure, but I assume that they probably used some of the fire hydrants and stuff like that in the building in order to get onto the roof and that sort of thing. I'm not sure what they did, though. You'd probably have to ask the fireys about that one.
What a remarkable, obviously, very, very more catastrophic event. So we're totally...
Well, it shook a few people up in the building, that's for sure.
I bet it did.
Because we know some people who are... they're up on the 6th floor, right on the edge. And they were a bit shaken up and that sort of thing, because they heard that chopper just miss them, just go over the top.
Well, God, a whole lot of people breathing a sigh of relief, obviously. Well, well, well.
Yeah, look, look, and my condolences go out to the family. I'm not sure. I've seen some media reports to say that the pilot didn't make it. So my condolences to all the families there and that sort of thing. I think that they're just lucky that the people in the double tree, because there's one room there where it struck on top, and it's basically blown the windows out of that room, and there were people in that room.
Hell. Gee, but there's no word on their condition?
I believe, I've seen some stuff on media and that sort of thing, that they were taken to hospital for observation, but I think that they're okay.
Well, 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 what a bloody miracle. Neil, I really appreciate this update. Thank you.
No problems at all, John. Nice to speak to you.
That's Neil Turnbull, eyewitness account virtually of this catastrophe at the Doubletree by Hilton this morning at